Words that never fail us are very important. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. Words that never fail us are very important. We've all been raised on words that have powerful meaning for us, that have symbolic meaning for us, that have emotional meaning for us, that have intellectual meaning for us. We've all been raised on words and phrases that we can remember just as though it were yesterday. I remember my experiences in Sunday school singing, "Jesus loves the little children. Jesus loves the little children." And how that would ring through my mind and through my heart. And how I always had a good feeling for Jesus. I always had a good feeling for it. And then we learned the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And it wasn't until later that I learned where heaven really is. Because like all children and like all people who are not mature in their thinking, they think that heaven is a place outside of us. Heaven is a place on cloud nine, for instance. That's okay, too. But it isn't a very satisfying thing to a person who thinks about it. We have many statements that we have heard over the years that have been very powerful and very good. Some of them become called what are Sprichwörter in German. They're phrases that are commonly used to mean something that we want to say. And the Murphy's Law treatment is one of them that is a negative aspect. You know, if something goes wrong, there's a lot of things going to go wrong. And we want to, rather than think a negative thing like that, think positive things. Because we can put positive thoughts in motion just as well as we can put negative thoughts in motion. The negative thoughts, we have a tendency to play around with a little bit. And the positive thoughts are just as marvelous. When you saw the movie Pollyanna and you saw Pollyanna dealing harmoniously with herself and her neighbors and her friends, just intuitively, because that was the way she was trained as a girl and the way she was trained to be, and she intuitively did that with everyone she was with and herself. However, the day came when a tragedy struck her, and when that tragedy took her life and made her feel, "I've been good, thinking good thoughts, having good attitudes all my life. Now, why did this happen to me?" And then it was brought to her consciousness by her neighbors and friends who all came over and wished her well as she was going in to have an operation. Our good thoughts come back to us in ways that we least expect them. Certainly Pollyanna never expected the whole countryside, the whole neighborhood whom she had touched one way or another, to come back and bless her and love her and show their deep regard for her. When we can learn to say positive statements, when we can learn to make positive attitudes, positive opinions about ourselves and our world, we find that our world reflects back that positivity. The world reflects back whatever it is we put into it. So if I say, "This is a wonderful world, I'm surrounded by wonderful people, I feel so good, I feel so wonderful," and lo and behold, that's what happens. And should anything unwonderful come along, and it won't, but should anything unwonderful come along, I immediately say to myself, "Hey, all is in divine order. All is in divine order." And when I say all is in divine order, then whatever I misunderstood before as an unwonderful thing, it ceases to be. It ceases to have any power in my life. Phrases can be very important. We here in the University of Healing have many positive phrases. And a few would be ones like this. "To the pure, all is pure." Oh, I heard that elsewhere. I heard that in many places. Yes, that's true. But to the pure, all is pure. If our thoughts are pure, if our attitudes are pure, if our ways are pure, then it'll be pure for us. To the pure, all is pure. That's all that matters, that all is pure. So when we have this thought and this attitude and this opinion for ourselves, then that's the experience that we will have. To the pure, all is pure. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and being, and love your neighbor like yourself. What a beautiful statement, what a beautiful principle, what a beautiful way of talking. And this, too, brings its own marvelous results, brings wonderful responses, because how do you like yourself? How do you like that person that you are? Now, however you do, that's how you're going to like everybody in your world. And when you like everybody in your world, and you really do like yourself, then the world is a mighty wonderful place. Because you will expect the world to be a reflection of who you are, for it truly is. And if that reflection of who you are is wonderful, the world is wonderful. Make statements for yourself. We like this statement very much. I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect. Whenever we have any little incident that concerns us or disturbs us, we instantly say, I'm home and perfect, I'm home and perfect. We put the cause in motion, we empower the fact of wholeness and perfection, and we experience it. I know that I know that I know God in me is the answer. I know that I know that I know God in me is the answer. When I make a statement like that, then God in me, the divine in me, is the answer. I say of myself, I am illumined. I say of myself, I am happy. I say of myself, I am unconditionally wealthy. I am independently wealthy. I am wealthy beyond all means. There's no condition to my wealth. There's no boundary to it. I am independently wealthy. Make a statement like that. Keep making statements like that, and that will be your experience. But, Herb, there's so many things I want to be. How am I going to start? Well, I say these two phrases are a good way to start. An infinite number of times every day say, I like me. That's a wonderful statement to make. It'll blow your mind. It'll blow all of those gaskets that said, it ain't so, it ain't so, it ain't so. And it'll be so, for it is so. I like me, I like me, I like me. And all is in divine order. Yes, all is in divine order. Make these statements, assumptions, make these opinions of yourself, and watch your world express all that you are. We can have lots of thoughts each day, but the thought that leaves us on a high level of consciousness is the thought that we want to express. So every day, in every way, say, in a positive, beautiful statement about yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order. And just watch how your opinion of yourself will change from moment to moment, from day to day, from hour to hour, from week to week. It makes no difference. And by the time only a short period of time has passed, you like yourself and you're happy with yourself and you feel very good in your world, which you created by your wonderful, positive thoughts. Have fun. It's a joyous world we live in. I know I have fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.